This is an interview with V.V. Rankin for the Archives of American Art. It's March 2nd, 1990, and we're in her home in Northwest Washington, D.C. First, I guess we could start with the beginning. If you could give us your birthday, where you were born, where you grew up.
Well, my father was a New Yorker, my mother a Bostonian, so I was brought up in New York and on Long Island. I was born in 1920, in Boston. another question.
When did you first decide to become an artist, or how did you first become interested in art? Were your parents artists? Or?
Not at all. No, there's no artists in my family that I know, of. My mother was a writer, and she wrote some books, never pushed that too hard. I thought they were very good books, but she was the kind of person who wanted to save the world. Rather than sit down and work very hard in a library, you know.
What was her name?
Hetty Hemingway Richard. Richard was my father, who was Swiss descended, and otherwise I'm very Boston. The reason I had trouble in school, because I was a severely dyslexic child, and I never really knew how bad it was till I remember going to see an old housekeeper of ours when we were little children. My sister, who lived in France for many years, came. She said, "Let's go and see Johnny." And so I had to drive her to upstate New York. But the interesting thing was, she showed me some letters that I wrote, and I couldn't believe it. They were upside down, inside out. Of course I couldn't keep up in school. And my mother didn't know what was wrong, but she just took me out of school. But that isn't the perfect solution, because you still know there's something wrong with
you. What age were you when you were
taken
out of
school? Seven, eight. Mm-hmm. You know, where you dropped enough classes. Then one of the first schools to know about the subject a little, what's it called? There is a name. But anyway, was in the Beaver Country Day School near Boston, Brookline, Mass. And I went to live with my grandmother and went there for 6 years, 6 or 7 years, the last 6 or 7 years of school. And there, for instance, I'll never forget the first interview with the headmaster. He asked me what my age was, which was 14 or 13 at the time. And then he said, I dropped to where I was in classes with kids 3 years younger, 4 years younger. And he said, let's just put you in the right class. Mm. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what that did to you psychologically. Anyway, that made a great difference in my life. And I started, dyslexia does leave off after my son's had it to a degree too. But now more is known, and you're not dropped, you know, those tutoring, you're not dropped from one class to another. I can remember in this school, Beaver Country Day School, which I went into, two teachers gave me oral exams. So I always thought it was very generous, because when you're so busy at exam time, you just sit down and have one kid talk it all to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a tremendous lift in my life, because I knew it all. You just couldn't write it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, at this school, there was the art department was a Mrs. Van Ness, Mary Van Ness. And believe it or not, she's had a few rather important shows lately. She was an artist. And
is that Van Ness, like
V-A-N, and then capital N-E-S-S.
Okay.
And she lived in Boston and always had a gallery there. Her name isn't known, but she recently, where did I go? Went to